Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I love inflation. Those words aren't coming from me. Those are the words of the President of the United States during an Oval Office press conference just moments ago, in which he tries to deny the economic status of Americans, in which he tries to attack Democratic candidate for Senate in Maine, Graham Plattner, in which he says that Graham Plattner is so scandal-plagued that people like that shouldn't be allowed in American politics. I'm sorry, I'm not going to defend Graham Plattner's history. He doesn't even defend his own past. But I'm also not going to let the Republican Party, and Donald Trump in particular, try to lecture us or go on any moral tirades about morality in politics. The Republican Party has entered us into this post-cancellation, post-purity political era, and now they are all of a sudden whining that we have candidates who don't meet their standards, who don't meet Donald Trump's standards. I am so incredibly sorry. I am not taking this from Republicans. I'm currently in LaGuardia Airport in New York City. You know, I did a few meetings after my CNN appearance, and I then had a meeting in Times Square where the traffic was so bad I had to run through Times Square with my luggage behind my back. I made it to the meeting, but then I subsequently missed my flight, and now I'm stuck in LaGuardia for a few hours. So I bought one of those, you know, $30 lounge accesses, and I met a really cool fan who helped me make a mixed drink. So I'm now stuck in LaGuardia for the next 3 hours, and I decided what better to do than to talk about this Oval Office presser that was an absolute disaster. If you appreciate these videos and you appreciate the commitment, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe below, and I guess let's just start from the beginning. This press conference starts with Donald Trump attacking Graham Plattner, trying to downplay inflation and how bad the economy is, and overall just being very detached from reality. Let's start right here with him talking about Graham Plattner, and I'm going to give you a nuanced framework afterwards, because this is a controversial topic, and we need to be talking about this in the proper way. We need to be framing this in the proper way. This election in Maine is not a referendum on Graham Plattner. If anything, it's a referendum on the incumbent Senator Susan Collins, who rubber stamps all of Donald Trump's most radical policies. Let's listen to this, and then I'll catch up with you on the other side.
The Democrats have the worst policy of anybody. I watched that thug that's up in Maine. He's a thug.
Thug?
And they're trying to make excuses for him. I mean, he's worse than any human being that's ever run for office, probably.
Any human being?
I don't know him. I don't want to say bad, but I just, look, I mean, nobody's ever had a record like that. And you'll have Schumer. He goes crazy over this or that, or Epstein. This guy. Why are they talking about him? He said, well, we don't know, but this guy's got a rap sheet. I've never seen anything like it. He's a thug. I know thugs. I had to deal with thugs. I built a lot of buildings. I dealt with the toughest people on earth.
I'm sure you've dealt with a lot of thugs, Donald Trump. When he says that Graham Plattner has a rap sheet, he's talking about allegations coming from one of Graham Plattner's exes, which is incredibly disturbing. But Donald Trump has 30 times those allegations. You want to talk about a rap sheet? Donald Trump was held civilly liable for sexually assaulting E. Jean Carroll in New York, where I am right now. He also has 34 felonies for business fraud, and he's somebody who has been, you know, constantly breaking laws in this country. So I don't want to hear Donald Trump try to take the moral high ground on legal issues or sexual assault issues. None of this is an endorsement of anything Graham Plattner has done in his past. That's the line that we need to thread. Not even Graham Plattner defends his old mistakes from 2011 or from 2015. But people can change. People can earn the trust of voters. And if that's what Maine voters decide, then who am I to finger wag at them? Who am I to finger wag at Democrats who have been sick for the past decade of Republicans constantly lowering the standards of who can be in office? In my ideal reality, the qualifications to be a leader in America or a political leader in any country would be much higher than anything Donald Trump meets. And in my qualifications, in an ideal world, Graham Platter would probably be disqualified as well. We don't live in that ideal world. We live in the brutal political reality that the Republican Party has flung us into, and that brutal political reality means that Graham Platter needs to defeat Susan Collins, who is running for her sixth term in the Senate after promising she was only going to run for two terms. I got into this exact debate on CNN last night, and this Republican, who refused to even condemn Donald Trump having dinner with Nick Fuentes, was trying to get me to condemn Graham Platner's tattoo. Watch this clip.
Donald Elections. Trump flipped on it.
Great, then more Dems are going to win. If
reality
we're
is
talking
reality
about affordability,
is.
We're going to
we
win
We talked
on
about
that.
The swamp. The contrast that we need to make is between Susan Collins and Graham Platner. Janet Mills is done. So Susan Collins is a definition of a swamp creature. She promised she would run for two terms. She's now running for her sixth term after her net worth is increased by 2,000%.
What did Mark Warner say about that? What did half the
she
Democrats
is running
the
for,
Senate say
she
about
is
that?
A definition of the swamp. The Senate currently has a 12% approval rating. So if Mainers want to gain trust in Graham Platner,
so will you
scandals
oppose
or
Mark
not,
Warner when he runs for re-election?
I'm talking about Susan Collins versus Graham Platner.
We got to be consistent.
I also am not going to take this pearl clutching from Republicans who have zero to say about Donald Trump having dinner with Nick Fuentes. Have you condemned
that? Yeah.
Have you condemned that?
Yeah,
I looked through your Twitter.
Fuentes
I didn't
stinks.
See it. Have you condemned Donald Trump for having dinner with Nick Fuentes?
I would not be having
well,
dinner with
falling
Nick Fuentes.
Into the same no.
But this is beyond the point, dude.
It's not.
I am awfully
you have
critical
standards
of
down
Trump.
Here, and we match you, and you say,
that
what
is
the hell? You
okay,
have standards
wait a minute,
down here,
wait a minute.
And we match you.
Trump okay, so Nazi tattoo is good. So that's okay now, because
no,
Donald Trump
you set the standard.
No one's defending the Nazi tattoo.
Well, I know, but where is the standard?
The standard is what you set when Donald Trump had dinner with Nick Fuentes. Can you condemn
that? It's not just
that you can't condemn it.
You can't condemn
it.
Yeah, I'm not biting. I'm not buying this whatsoever. Let's continue.
I dealt with worse than thugs. This guy's a thug. He's a low-level thug. And he's running for to be a senator to work with Eric Schmidt. Great, Eric will handle him, I think. To be with Barrasso, what the hell do we have to do with Rand? Now, Rand would be very interesting with him. Rand would figure it out and he'll put him away.
Asked this question by Chris.
But this is a thug. He's a cheap, no good person. And I watch these senators, the Democrats, and well, we don't really know. You do know. He's as bad. I've never seen a person like that run for office.
Really? Really? You've never seen somebody like this run for office? Homie, look in the mirror. During his first presidential campaign, we got the Access Hollywood tapes where Donald Trump said he could grab women by the pussy. There are clips of Donald Trump back in, 2003, talking about how he walks into beauty pageants that he owns because he owns them and he can just walk backstage. Donald Trump has a slew of 27 sexual assault allegations, each one corroborated, more corroborated than the last. One of them he was held civilly liable for. Graham Platner, again, I'm not going to defend his past mistakes, but this is way, way different. Also, the way that mainstream media is treating Graham Platner is incredibly insane. Let me just show you this segment from MS Now. I'm just going to read it off for you. Mika from MS Now asked the question to Graham Platner, given your sexting, can you call for the release of the Epstein files and not be conflicted in any way? And Platner says, yes, of course. I engaged in consensual romantic activities with adults at an earlier part in my life. That seems like a fairly normal thing most people do. Going to an island with billionaires is vastly different. To then assault children, vastly different. Why are we asking Graham Platner about his sexting that he did in 2019 before he was married? I don't give a fuck. I don't care what Graham Platner did in 2019 before he was married. It doesn't affect me. If he wants to, you know, earn the trust of Maine voters, he can go talk to them. But why is liberal media grilling a candidate on mistakes more so than they grill Donald Trump? That is what makes no sense to me whatsoever. Continuing with this clip right here, Trump then says, just imagine if anybody else entered public life with these allegations. Yeah, just imagine for one second.
So bad. He's a bad guy, you know, just a bad guy. He must be laughing up his sleeve when he looks at these idiots going like Schumer. Well, he's okay. He's okay. He's not okay. Can you imagine if the Republicans had him?
Oh, my God.
How about if we had him, John?
Yeah.
So,
wouldn't let it happen.
I think, I really believe it. If it meant losing the Senate, you would not let that happen.
Correct.
It's just a terrible thing. I mean, I watch it happening. It's unfolding. It's really history because it's...
Could you imagine if the Republicans had somebody who had cheated on his wife with a porn star like Donald Trump? Could you imagine if the Republican Party had somebody like Ken Paxton, for example, who was indicted for securities fraud, who was turned in by his own staffers for abuse of office, who was impeached by his own party in Texas and then divorced by his wife for cheating on his wife, divorced on biblical grounds? Yeah. It is kind of hard to imagine that, isn't it?
There's never been a guy like that that's ever run for office at any level. I don't think at any level. And the excuses, they come up every day. Somebody comes forward with really proven stuff. Even his business, you know, he's not a businessman at all.
One more time, make sure you drop a like if you appreciate these videos. I'm talking about some intense subject matter in the middle of the airport lounge, but we are totally going to continue pushing through. In this clip, Donald Trump is asked about the inflation numbers, and he says that he loves inflation. I mean, just cue the midterm ads right here. He claims that he loves inflation. Take a look at this clip.
Concerned, Mr. President, about the latest inflation number which came out this morning. Could that be a...
No, I love it. The numbers were great. You know what I really love? I love the inflation. You know why? Because as soon as this war is over, you know, I can say it now, something you didn't know. Do you know we've been taking out millions of barrels of oil? Nobody knows it. You know who doesn't know about it? Iran until right now. We took out the other night 22 ships late at night with no lights because they don't have any radar because we blasted the crap out of it. We took out, that's why oil's $85 a barrel. I mean, you take a look.
Concerned, Mr. President, about the latest inflation number which came out this morning. Could that be a...
No, I love it. The numbers were great. You know what I really love? I love the inflation. You know why?
He says, I love the inflation. Roll the ads immediately. Then he tries to defend his failing Iran war as we're on day 105 with zero concessions. Here's Trump describing how we have resumed bombing Iran.
I posted this morning about Iran and you said that they've taken too long to get to a deal. I want to make sure I quote you correctly. You said that now they will have to pay the price.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that specifically?
Well, we're going to be attacking them, very hard.
You're resuming bombing?
Based on the helicopter, I guess we have the right to do that. You know, they shot down a very, very incredible, actually an incredible machine. And at first they said they didn't do it, then they admitted they did. It was sort of easy because we have the bomb. We actually have the bomb. We got very lucky that bomb didn't explode. That bomb was lodged in the helicopter. It didn't explode. It was on fire, but it didn't explode.
Do you know how many times we've been told by this administration that they have obliterated all of Iran's military capacity, or that Iran's Navy, Air Force, and drone capacity has been sunk to the bottom of the sea and we don't have to worry about it? Yet now, there is constant warfare breaking out at the Strait of Hormuz. We have our own helicopters being shot down for the second rescue mission over the past 100 days. Gas prices are still spiking. Soldiers are still stationed out in the Middle East. Donald Trump is still bombing Iran. Israel is still bombing Lebanon. Then Hezbollah strikes back, then Iran strikes back. There is regional escalation, and yet he's claiming that everything is fine. Let's listen to this.
Concerned, Mr. President, about the latest inflation number which came out this morning. Could that be a...
No, I love it. The numbers were great. You know what I really love? I love the inflation. You know why?
I don't even know what to say about that. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, and if you appreciate the work that we put in, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We have a bunch more content coming out very soon. I love you all. Peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.